I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. A leading Iranian cleric today said opposition protesters were waging war against God. In Iran, the punishment for that is death. Speaking at Friday prayers, Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami called on authorities to deal severely and ruthlessly with the leaders of the protests. Protesters have been out on the streets disputing the outcome of the June 12th presidential election. Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times has been in Tehran covering the developments there. He's just left Iran and is now in Dubai. Borzu, what do you think this new warning means? Could there be executions next?
I think this is just another warning. It's just meant to threaten and silence and terrify people. The Iranian government, believe it or not, has been using some restraint in terms of deadly force. They don't want to create a whole crop of martyrs. They know how powerful that kind of imagery and iconography is in Iran, and they don't want to create a whole new crop of martyrs around which people can rally in the future.
Iranian authorities have singled out the allegedly defeated opposition candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi as being responsible for the bloodshed. I guess he's the one they think who called everybody into the streets, therefore he's responsible. Does he risk some kind of punishment, mild or potentially severe?
Well, I think he's already under some kind of house arrest, not formally, but I think that he's severely restricted in terms of what he's able to do and his ability to move around. But I think at this point, I should be a little cautious, but based on my assessment, he wouldn't mind being arrested. It wouldn't be a bad thing for him in terms of his political future. Iran is the kind of place where sometimes it's a badge of honor to have spent time in prison for political reasons. And for him to do that, it would not hurt him.
Is that kind of martyrdom light?
I think it is a little bit martyrdom light, but also it's, you know, I mean, you go to a dinner party and you say, you know, someone tells you, look, that guy over there, he's a doctor in philosophy, and he studied at Harvard, and he did 2 years at Evin prison. And so it's like a badge of distinction, meaning that he was, against the system that they put him in jail.
Is there a spark left, do you think, among the opposition, or is it all over?
I think there's more than a spark at this point. You know, I mean, there has been a kind of a cataclysmic event in Iran, and the cheating to many people was so blatant that it was meant as a message saying that it doesn't matter how you vote. You know, we're going to run this country the way we want to. In addition, the Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei, he took a big, big step and a big, big risk, and what many would consider a big, big mistake, by siding so openly with Ahmadinejad and putting himself right smack dab in the middle of the country's factional political fights. This is unprecedented. His predecessor, the founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, would never do something like that. He always tried to remain above the fray.
Borzu, as you well know, journalists have suffered in the past couple of weeks some pretty tough restrictions on their reporting from Iran. Now that you're out, can you tell us what you yourself faced, and is that related to your own departure from Iran?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, essentially, the reason why I decided that I should leave was because the state-controlled media was painting a picture. They were creating a movie, this vast conspiracy involving Western journalists and Western intelligence agencies and all sorts of fantasies that they were portraying in the media. And I know a little bit about how Iran works. And it was pretty obvious to me that pretty soon they would start looking for characters to start casting in their movie. So it was time to go, because I would have been a good actor in one of their fantasies of plots based in Britain or other foreign capitals.
Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times, just out of Iran, now in Dubai. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.